Back for the final segment here of Sounds of the Game with Scott City. Goodland Beavers winning it 55-0, and had a chance to catch up and hear the comments from assistant coach Dakota Hayes after a big victory for Scott City to open up district play.
Assistant coach Dakota Hayes joins us here in a breezy post game here. We apologize. We got the win now here. But Dakota, I think my first key to the game was get out early and get out fast. And I thought definitely that was the way it happened for Scott City right off the bat, and you could tell it was that was probably the point of emphasis just coming into tonight's ball game.
Coming out and jumping out early, doing things right from the get-go is really important when you're playing a team like this.
You've been struggling first two games, starting off ball games here to get this, and I know Goodland's a team that's been struggling here, but is that maybe a confidence booster for this offense, especially offensive line going forward?
You know, it is. They do have a lot of good athletes, though. I mean, they play hard. They play all the way till the end, and they usually don't roll over. And I would say, yes, it's a confidence booster. But I think the thing that we really like to see, though, is that we're finally playing to the level that we expect our kids to. So.
Yeah, and it was a balanced running attack pretty much in that first quarter. You guys ran left, ran right, ran up the middle. Just a hard running and great blocking there. And you only had to had actually probably two pass attempts called for University. One was a nice scramble by Harrison, and he didn't give up there and got the first down, but he had a nice little scramble as well. Pass there, I should say, nice pass to Justice there, really on a rope there on that 35-yard touchdown pass.
Getting Harrison some confidence as far as passing was kind of an important factor this week as well. But really trying to figure out if we need yardage, who are we going to run behind? So we were trying to figure out where to go and who to run behind. So.
All right. And, defensively facing a kind of an RPO quarterback, a run-pass option quarterback, for the second time in three games, similar to what you saw 2 weeks ago with Hugoton. And Kier probably got most of his yards in the second half when you had some of the second teamers in. But that's a great learning experience for the backups as well, because you never know when they're going to get called up here. But I thought your defense played pretty sound tonight, facing a very good passing quarterback.
He is a really good athlete. He knows when to pull it, and he knows when to keep it. And it was really important for our defense to know their responsibilities, fill their gaps, and do what they had to do no matter what they looked at or what they seen. So,
and also, defense gets three interceptions tonight. It's been a defense that's been playing pretty good. Probably one thing missing was forcing turnovers and get three picks tonight.
Yeah, the secondary, we were kind of in that first week, it was rough, but they figured out how to get locked up and get everything down and finally start being in the right positions for those turnovers. So,
and able to get in some backups early and often, middle of second quarter on there tonight, and really the second team unit was in there for most of that second half, and they did a pretty good job moving the ball for the most part against Goodland's main starters.
They did. It's also important to get those young guys in there, get them some varsity experience. I think that's where we've been pretty grateful in years past. We've been able to get some of those younger guys in there to be able to play a little bit at the varsity level so they know what to expect when they get there.
Well, coming up next week, it's your second straight road trip. You go to Ulysses, and that's a team that's going to be pretty hungry next week there. They're up right now in Hugoton in the fourth quarter, 22-14, but you had the opportunity to watch a little bit of Ulysses, of course, with watching the Goodland film, and, it's a lot of the same tradition Ulysses has from years past.
It is. They run similar offense to us and similar defense, and so it's another one of those games where they know what we do and we know what they do well, and it's just going to be one of those where you just got to grind it out.
Great win for your team on the road to start off district play as well and step out of district next week here. Your assistant coach Dakota Hayes joining us post-game. Thanks as always, and we'll see you down in Ulysses next week.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
So once again, thanks to assistant coach Dakota Hayes stopping by for the post-game interview for the Scott City Beavers winning it 55-0. It was a dominant game on about every aspect of the night for Scott City, and they played on the Goodland side of the 54 a very big chunk of the night, and that's been kind of Goodland's thing here through the first three games. I was talking with some people from Goodland. They said about 75% of the plays for Goodland have been on their side of the 50 through the first two games coming in, and it held true to that again on Friday night. But the Beavers on offense rolled up 392 yards of offense, 348 on the ground, 45 through the air, actually 393. The leading rusher was Cale Goodman, 7 carries of 92 yards. He had that 60-yarder. He had a touchdown. And then Hunter Yeager had 6 carries for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Parker Gooden, 2 for 38 and a touchdown. Brandon Wendland, 5 for 19. Jace Thomas, 3 for 20, had a touchdown. Lauren Froh had 4 carries for 35 yards in the ball game, as 12 different players carried the ball for Scott City in the ballgame at least one time. Harrison King only attempted 2 passes. He was 1 for 2 for 35 yards with that touchdown pass to Justice McDaniel. And then in mop-up duty, it was Lawson Bailey with a nice throw, a 10-yard pass to Connor Armendariz. So a good pass play there on a third down in that fourth quarter for Scott City, with the offense rolling there with the second and third unit there. But Scott City was 6 of 9 on third downs, 1-1 on fourth down, and they had 19 first downs in the game. And on the defensive side, the Cowboys only finished with 87 yards of offense. They had 18 rushing yards on the night, 69 passing yards, as the quarterback, Leighton Keir, was about 10 for 24 passing for those 69 yards. He had 3 interceptions. He has now 7 on the year. But Scott City had 3 different players with an interception, and they also had just 1 sack. And Keir, who was actually one time minus 23 rushing, ended up with 27 yards on 10 carries. So that was big for him to come back around. And Scott City did a very good job containing him all night. He's a very elusive quarterback to deal with as well. So the Cowboys were just 2 of 8 on third downs. They were 0 for 2 on fourth downs in the game. So Scott City wins the game 55-0 over Goodland. They now improve to 37-11 in the series all time. And at the 48th meeting, it was a beautiful Friday evening at Goodland. A little windy, but that was all right, though. But Beavers with a big victory. It's also their 46th GWAG victory in 48 league games. They just have 2 to go. And so that was pretty impressive. There was a 16th straight win in the series with the Goodland Cowboys. That dates back to 2004. And so a great win for Scott City all around, and a big confidence booster for their offense. Had been struggling the first two games, racking up 29 points. But it's going to be another big test on Friday night, a long-time rival. They will head down to Maxwell Field there in Ulysses to take on the Ulysses Tigers, the middle of the three-game road trip for Scott City. Ulysses had an impressive win over the Hugoton Eagles, 29-14 on Friday night. So Ulysses at 2-1 for his second straight year, facing 3-0 Scott City for a second straight year, but this time it will be down in Ulysses. That should be a big game there. And then after that, Scott City will step out of league play for 2 games, and they will be back into district play as well. Hope you enjoyed our third installment of Sounds of the Game here on WesternKansasNews.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll have another one next week here, so keep it right here to WesternKansasNews.com.